सर्वेभ्यो नमस्काराः। सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अजन्तपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे चतुर्विंशः भागः, मार्च् मासस्य षोडशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां नारायणधिगं महेश्वरा कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयं। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। ईकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गेषु स्मः। तद् कक्ष्यायां कुमारीशब्दः अधीतः। कुमारीम् इच्छन् अथवा कुमारी इव आचरन् ब्राह्मणः कुमारी इत्यर्थे, क्यजन्तात् आचारकृबन्ताद्वा पुनः क्विप्रत्यये कृते, कर्तरि क्विप्रत्यये कृते कुमारी इति शब्दः निष्पद्यते। अस्य विशेषः सनाद्यन्ताधातवः इत्यनेन या प्राप्ता धातुसंज्ञा सापि भवति, इदानीं प्रातिपदिकत्वमप्यस्ति। अतः ण्यन्तत्वं, धातुत्वं, नदीत्वम् इत्येते विशेषाः इत्युक्ते एत्येतत् धातुः इति संज्ञा, नदी इत्यपि संज्ञा, ङी इति प्रत्ययः। एतत् प्रयुक्तानि कार्याणि भवन्ति इत्यर्थः। ण्यन्तप्रयुक्तः सुलोपः, हल्याभ्यो दीर्घाचितस्य प्रत्यं हल् इत्यनेन सुलोपे कुमारी इति प्रथमैकवचने रूपम्। धातुत्वप्रयुक्तम् अजादिषु प्रत्ययेषु परेषु एरनेकाचो संयोगपूर्वस्य इत्यनेन यणादेशः भवति। कुमारी औ, कुमार्यौ, कुमारी अम्, कुमार्यं, सर्वत्र पूर्वरूपं, पूर्वसवर्णदीर्घम् इत्येतानि कार्याण्यपि बाधित्वा अनेन सूत्रेण यणादेशो भवति। धातुत्वप्रयुक्तः अयं, धातुत्वप्रयुक्तमिदं कार्यम्। नदीत्वप्रयुक्तानि कार्याणि भवन्ति सम्बुद्धिह्रस्वः, हे कुमारी, आडागमः, कुमार्यै, कुमार्याः इत्यादिषु, नुडागमः, कुमारीणाम् इति षष्ठी बहुवचने, तथा ङेः आमादेशः, ङेरां नद्यां नीभ्यः इत्यनेन आमादेशे कुमार्याम् इति सर्वाणि कार्याणि कुमारीशब्दस्य भवन्ति। इदानीम् अग्रे किं भवति इति प्रश्नः। अन्येषु शब्देषु प्रधी शब्दः स्वीक्रियते, प्रकृष्टं ध्यायति इति प्रधीः। एक्चुअलि दिस् वर्ड् प्रधी केन् बि डिरैव्ड् इन् टु वेस्, जस्ट् लैक् इफ् यु रिमेम्बर् वि स्टार्टेड् फ्रम् वातप्रमी, इकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणमारब्धं तत्रैव वातप्रमी शब्दः, तत्रापि द्वेधा व्युत्पत्तिः प्रदर्शिता। औणादिक ईप्रत्ययान्तः कश्चन शब्दः, क्विबन्तः कश्चन शब्दः। एवमेव अत्रापि व्युत्पत्तिद्वयं भवति, व्युत्पत्तिद्वयेपि रूपे व्यत्ययोपि भवति। The first thing we are considering is prakrishtam dhyayati iti prathihi, he who meditates well or thinks well, right? Prakrishtam dhyayati ityarthe pra iti upasarga purvakat dhyai dhatoho, dhyai ityasya aikarasya akaradesho bhavati, adesho padesho shiti iti suprena pra dhya ityasthi. Idanim asmat vip pratyaha kriyate, dhyayate samprasaranancha iti vartikena क्विप् प्रत्ययः भवति, प्रध्या क्विप् प्रत्यये वकारः शिष्यते। सम्प्रसारणं च इति उक्तत्वात् सम्प्रसारणमपि भवति। सम्प्रसारणं नाम इग्यणः सम्प्रसारणम्, यणः स्थाने इग्वर्णः, यण् बीङ्ग् रिप्लेस्ड् बै इक् इस् काल्ड् सम्प्रसारणम्। सो दिस् वार्तिक गिव्स् द सफिक्स् काल्ड् क्विप् एण्ड् आल्सो सम्प्रसारण फार् people are more alert now where it stops because it's become so frequent. Hopefully, the problem will be resolved in a couple of days. Till then, anyhow. Samprasaranam. Samprasaranam nama, an ik letter which replaces a yan letter is called samprasaranam. So since the Svartika gives both the quip suffix and samprasarana, so we add the suffix and then for the dhatu, dhya, we need to do a samprasarana. samprasarana is for a yan letter. There is only one yan there, which is the yakara. The ya will be replaced by e. That is samprasarana. So, anene tenaiva vartikena ya iti yakarasya sthane ikaro bhavati. Pra dhi a u. So, samprasaranam is something like a reversal of yan. If you join dhi and a, it would be dhya. So, you are reversing it and you are bringing back the ikara. Pra dhi a ityasti. Samprasarane krute. Just like art is always followed by artascha, samprasarana is always followed by a purvarupa, which is called by a sutra called samprasaranacha. So samprasarane krute anupadameva samprasaranacha iti sutrena purvarupam bhavati. Pra dhi v itasti asya ikarasya dirghaha kriyate halaha iti sutrena. So pradhi v asya vakarasya vera praktasya ittanena lope pradhi. It is pratipadika. So the pratipadika has been derived from the dhyā dhātu, and as you notice, the ikara belongs to the dhātu. It was a replacement for the yakara of the dhātu, and then it was converted into a dīrgha, but it still belongs to the dhātu. Okay. Idani kim bhavati asya shabdasya dhātutva nimittam yanādeshaḥ bhavati. Since the ikara belongs to a dhātu, eranekācho sanyoga purvasya. Okay. धात्वयव संयोगपूर्वो न भवति यः इकारः संयोगः नास्ति इकारात् प्राक् तदन्तो यो धातुः अत्र धी इति धातुः तदन्तस्य अनेकाचः अङ्गस्य प्रधी इति अङ्गस्य अजादौ प्रत्यये परे यणादेशो भवति इत्यनेन यण् भवति किन्तु ण्यन्तप्रयुक्तानि कार्याणि न भवन्ति सिन्स् दि इकार इस् नाट् दिस् ई इस् नाट् फ्रम् अ ङीष् प्रत्यय इफ् यु रिमेम्बर् फ्रम् कुमारी Kumara ityasmat nip pratyaha krutaha. So that was from a ni, it was nyanta. But this ikara does not belong to nip, nish or ni. Those are the three pratyayas. Okay. So therefore, sulopaha na bhavati, naditvam api nasti. Etohi idam na nityastrilinga padam. This word is not a nityastrilinga, therefore use dakhyo nadi ityanena nadi samya api na bhavati. Tada kim bhavati sarvatra. The only thing which will happen is everywhere there is a najadi pratyaya, there would be anadesha using eranekacho sanyoga purvasya. No other karya would apply. Tada kim bhavati pradhihi ruttvam visargaha tavadeva sulopanasti pradhihi pradhyau pradhyaha. So wherever you have the ajadi pratyaya, everywhere n is by sarvatra ajadishu pratyayeshu eranekacho sanyoga purvasya ityanena yanadesho bhavati. Okay, so he pradhihi hrasvaha nasti sambuddhau pradhiye natu pradhyai. There is no adagama, no vriddhi, so it is pradhiye pradhyaha pradhyaha. In chashti bahujana there is no nudagama, it is not pradhinam, it is pradhyam. And again pradhi-i, here also overruling savarna dirgha also. Eranekacho sanyoga purvasya is an apavada for amipurvaha, for it's not apavada, it overrules amipurvaha, prathamayo purvasavarnaha and also akasavarne dikha and ikoyanachi, of course it overrules everything else. So prathi I itisthite savarna dirgham badhitva yani prathi tirupa. Clear? So if the prathi shabda is being derived from the dhatu as pradhyayati iti prathihi, tadanim sarvatra ajadishu pratyayeshu yanadeshaha anyat kimapi karyam nasti. But what happens in case of the other derivation? Prakrishta dhihi yasya saha iti bahuvrihi samasaha. Now this is a bahuvrihi. Prakrishta dhihi yasya saha dhihi nama buddhihi buddhir manisha dhishana dhih prajna shemushi matihi nityamaraha. So dhihi iti nitya strilinga shabdaha, a synonym of intelligence or intellect, it is a nitya strilinga shabda. So kim bhavati yustrakhyo nadi ityanena tasya nadi samya asti prathamalinga grahanam cha iti vartikena upasarjanatvepi nadi samya bhavati tena nadita prayuktani karyani bhavanti dhatu ayam. This dhihi is again derived from dhyayati iti dhihi. Okay, the derivation of dhi itself is dhyayati. Dhyayati iti dhihi. Again you have a samprasarana for the dhatu and therefore the ikara belongs to the dhatu. So since this is a dhatu, tanyamittaha yanadesho ki bhavati. Excuse me just a second. So since this has an ikara from a dhatu, actually I'm getting it out here. No, it's correct. Okay. So since the ikara is from a dhatu, erane kaja sanyoga purvasetene na yanadeshopi bhavati. Kintu angyantatvat neep neesh ni nityate pratyaha na santi tasmat sulopaha na bhavati. Right? So the extra thing is this has nadi samya because dhihi happens to be a nitya strilinga shabda. Right. So asyam yutpattav, if we are taking this derivation, prakrishta dhihi asya saha iti yadi uchyate tada kim bhavati pradhihi iti samanam nyantatvan nasti sulopo na bhavati pradhyau pradhyaha ityapi samanam ena nekacho sanyoga purvasya ityanena yad ajadishu pratyayeshu samanam. In addition, that is in addition to the yanadesha, we have whatever karya which depend on the nadi samya, which is he pradhi ityatra ambartha nadyor hraswaha iti sambuddhi hraswaha bhavati pradhyai pradhyaha pradhyaha ityadishu annadyaha ityanena adagamo bhavati pradhinam ityatra hraswanadyaponuta ityanena nudagamo bhavati pradhyam ityatra neram nadyam nibhyaha ityanena am adeshaha bhavati ततः पुनः आडागमः एरनेकाच संयोगपूर्वस्य इति अनादेशः. राइट. सो द डिफरेंस बिटवीन दिस प्रधि एंड दैट प्रधि इज इन द नदी कार्य. सिंस प्रकृष्टा धीः यस्य सः इत्यत्र धी इत्यस्य नित्य स्त्रीलिंगत्वात् नदी संज्ञा भवति तत्प्रयुक्तानि कार्याणि भवन्ति. प्रध्यायति इति प्रधीः इति कर्तरि क्विप् प्रत्ययं कृत्वा यदि व्युत्पत्तिः प्रदर्श्यते तदा तु नदीत्व प्रयुक्तानि कार्याणि न भवन्ति. राइट. So this is the difference between two types of pradhi shabda. Now if you remember, in Vataprami we left a portion, right? We studied that there are two derivations for Vataprami. The first one was mangaha e pratyaha Vataprami iti avunadika sutrena mang dhatohu e pratyaha Vataprama e iti sthite akarasya lope Vataprami iti bhavati tatra kim bhavati sarvatra eko enasi iti anadeshaha. Krivanta Vataprami Shabdasya Tu Iti Arabhyate. If you are referring to a Komudi, you have to go back to the beginning of Ikaranta Pullingas. Dikshitar covered this earlier and then said Pradhivat. If you remember, he said this will be like Pradhi. We have studied Pradhi now, so we will go back and see what he said there. Krivanta Vataprami Shabdasya Tu Ami Shasi Nauca Visheshaha. So if we are deriving Vataprami as a Krivanta, say me iti dhatu. The dhatu itself is me. Vata pra me itasmat kvip pratyaha kriyate and the kvip gets deleted. So you have ikara of the dhatu. Right? Now we have learned what will happen if the ikara will belong to the dhatu. In the first vyutpati of Vataprami, it was Vata pra ma e. Dhatu was ma and e was the suffix. So it did not have dhatutva. But if the dhatu itself is me and we do kvip pratyaya, then the ikara belongs to a dhatu. So you have an ikara belonging to a dhatu. So tada kim bhavati katham vata pra mi himsayam iti kriyadikaha dhatu tasmat kvip pratyaya kriyate kvip pratyaya krate vera praktasya ityane namakarasya lope vata pra mi iti pratipadikam asya eranekachaha iti vakshyamano yan iti tatra uktam. So the end will be by Eranekacho, which will be told later. So you have studied Eranekacho Sanyoga Purvasya now. See, Ikaran Ivaranantaha Eha Dhatuhu. If you have E Prami, Mi is a Dhatu which is ending in Ikara. Him Dhatvavayava Sanyoga Purvako Nabhavati Eha Ikaraha. Atra Ikarat Prak Sanyoga Nasti. Tadantaha Eha Dhatuhu, Mi iti Dhatuhu. तदन्तस्य अनेकाचः अङ्गस्य वातप्रमी इति अनेकाच अङ्गं तस्य यणादेशः स्यात् अजादौ प्रत्यये तेन किं भवति प्रधीवत् like which pradhi, the first pradhi that we studied. It is where pradhyayati iti pradhihi, where the ikara was derived from a dhatu. It is not nyanta, it does not have nadi samya. Similarly here also, it is not nyanta and it does not have nadi samya. So what happens is, everywhere, eran ekacho sanyoga purvasya, ityanena enadesho bhavati, kavadeva. So this is exactly like the first type of pradhi shabda which we studied today, where the ikara belongs to a dhatu, but it is not of a ni pratyaya and it is not strilinga, nitya strilinga. Vasuji? It will come later. So we have not applied it so far. So why the sutra? We will see in the next. We covered it earlier because we needed that to understand Eranekacha Sanyoga Purvasya. So when will Achishnadhatu Pramana apply is where Eranekacha Sanyoga Purvasya cannot apply. As you have seen, Eranekacha Sanyoga Purvasya has two conditions. One is that there should not be a Sanyoga, and the other thing is it should be Anekach. The Anga should be Anekach. So if these two conditions are not satisfied, Yen cannot apply. So what happens is we go back to Iyam. You see, the very next Shabda is where we can apply, but not next, after a couple more. Okay. Any other questions? So we'll move on. Now he introduces a shabda called unni. Unnayati iti unnihi. Okay, so the derivation is ut nayati. Ut iti upasarga purvaka ni dhatuhu. Ni prapane. Ni prapane iti dhatuhu. Nayati nayataha nayanti. Okay. To take, not to carry. Ut iti upasarga purvaka ni dhatuhu. Yeah, it sounds Unnikrishnan was what I remembered, but it is Unni. Unnayati iti arthe kim bhavati ni shabdat punaha kvip pratyaya. This is again kvip for ni dhatu. Ut ni tisthite kvip pratyaya tasya lopaha unni iti pratipadikam bhavati. Kvipratyaha anena sutrena. Satsu dvisha druha duha yuja vidabhita chira jini raga upasargepi kvipu. So you find the ni here. So even when there is an upasarga, it gets kvip pratyaya. So you have kvip, and what will happen for this is the question. Unni ityasti. So as you see that the dhatu, the ikara is of a dhatu. Angyantatva sulopona. It is not ni punish or ni. So there is no nyantatva, so there is no sulopa. It is also not a nadi samya. It is not nitya strilinga, so there is no nadi samya. Right. Now question is, can we apply Eranekacho Sanyoga Purvasya for this word? That's the question. Because you have unni. And you see, if you have split it, it is u, n, n, i. Ukara, nakara, nakara, ikara. Ha. Where you have a sanyoga between nakara and nakara. Right? So, and the sutra says, Eranekachaha Asanyoga Purvasya. So, since it says Asanyoga Purvasya, since this has a Sanyoga, we cannot apply Eranekacha Sanyoga Purvasya here, is what it seems at the outset. Right? That is what, if you just know the sutra, that is what you will decide, that since this has Sanyoga Purva, you cannot apply Eranekacha Sanyoga Purvasya. But if we remember the sutrartha of Eranekacha Sanyoga Purvasya, Dikshitar says, dhatvavayava sanyoga purvo nabhavati yaha ikaraha. So the sanyoga, it is not just that the ikara should not be preceded by sanyoga. The sanyoga should not be dhatvavayava. Dhatvavayava sanyoga purvo nabhavati yaha ikaraha. If you notice here, the sanyoga is between, you have ut and ni, ud, upasarga and ni. The dakara has been converted to nakara by yarona nasikeno nasikova. So you have ud, un, ni, where the nakara belongs to the upasarga and the second nakara belongs to the dhatu. But the sanyoga is halonantara sanyoga. Sanyoga takes both help together. So this sanyoga does not belong exclusively to the dhatu. One nakara, the first nakara belongs to the upasarga and the second nakara belongs to the dhatu. But the sanyoga by itself does not belong to the dhatu. So it is not dhatvavayava sanyoga purvako na bhavati yaha ikaraha. Here also ikara is not sanyoga purvaka. Which kind of sanyoga? Dhatvavayava sanyoga. The ikara is preceded by only one nakara of the dhatu. It is not preceded by a sanyoga which belongs to the dhatu. Right? So that is why even here we can apply eranekajo sanyoga purvasya. He says dhatuna sanyogasya visheshanat. Sanyogaha ityaha asti asanyoga purvasya iti. Tasya dhatu iti visheshanam bhavati. Achishnu dhatu bhruvam ityataha dhatu iti anuvartate. Saha bhavati sanyogasya visheshanam. Means the sanyoga is qualified by the dhatu. The sanyoga which belongs to the dhatu. Here the sanyoga does not belong to the dhatu. Therefore, iha syadeva yan. Yan bhavatyeva. Eranekajo sanyoga purvasya iti sutrasya pravrittihi bhavati. Yanadeshopi bhavati. Tena kim bhavati? Unyau unyaha. Unnihi unyau unyaha. Unni au iti sthite. Yanadeshe unyau unyaha. He unnihi. Nadi samya nasti. Nitya sthilingatva bhavat. Tena sambuddhi hrasvopi nasti. He unnihi. He unyau he unyaha. Unyam. Amipurvaha iti purvarupam vadhitva. Eranekacho sanyoga purvasya iti nena yanadeshe. Unyam, unyau, unyaha. So it goes on. So all in all, just like your pradhi or your vataprami shabda, where the ikara belongs to the dhatu, everywhere, adari prateyeshu pareshu, eranekacho sanyoga purvasya iti yan, yanta prayuktam karyam nabhavati, nadi prayuktani karyanyapi nabhavanti. But there is one extra thing here. Nyeram, unyam, kruttam. Nyeram nadyam nibhyaha. Chitra kim patitam asmavihi. Nyehe am nadi aap nibhyaha. Nyantat, abantat, ni shabdatcha parasya nyehe amadeshaha syat. So far we were concentrating on nadi samya. Wherever there is nadi samya, there is amadesha. But that sutra also has a word called ni. Nyehe am nadi aam nibhyaha. That ni is the same ni as we are seeing here, which is the ni dhatu. So if it is ni dhatu also, the ni pratyaya will be replaced by am. So that is why we have unni ni itisthite amadeshe unni am and eranekacho sanyoga purvasya ityanena yani unyam hi rupam. Evam gramanihi itisthi atrapi gramam nayati iti gramanihi, the leader of a village, he who takes along the village is called gramani. This goes exactly like unni. So here also there is no sanyoga and there is anekach anga. All conditions are satisfied. So we apply eranekacho sanyoga purvasya everywhere. In only saptam ekavachana we have amadesha. Not because of nadi samya, but because it is ni shabda. Okay? So unni shabda. So unyau unyaha, all forms are like prathi or vataprami except in saptami ekavachana yatra amadesho bhavati naditva bhavepi nadi aap ni, because it is ni dhatu we do amadesha, which is followed by anadesha as usual. So we have forms like this for both unni and gramani. The forms are similar. So next we see cases where eranekacho sanyoga purvasya will not apply. This was a case where it looked like it will not apply, but it actually applies because of that dhatvavayava sanyoga purvo na bhavati yaha ikaraha. Anekachaha iti kim? Adanim sutrasya dalakrityam. So now in between we had lot of prakriya. Everywhere eranekacho sanyoga purvasya applied. Now he goes back and questions where does it not apply. It will not apply when its conditions are not satisfied. So what are the conditions? Ehe anekachaha asanyoga purvasya iti द्वे नियमौ द्वौ नियमौ स्तः सो अनेकाचः किम् यत्र एक एव अच् अस्ति वेर् द वर्ड् द अङ्गा हेज़् ओन्लि वन् अच् देर् एरनेकाचो विल् नाट् अप्लै विच् मीन्स् नीः नियौ नियः जस्ट् द नी धातु विथौट् एनी उपसर्ग आर् एनी उपपद नयति इति नीः हि हु क्यारीस् इत्यर्थे कृप्रत्ययः क्रियते कृप्रत्ययकृते नी इत्येव प्रातिपदिकम् इदानीं संयोगपूर्वत्वं नास्ति किन्तु नी इति अनेकाच् नास्ति एकाच् सो नी हेज़् ओन्लि वन् अच् विच् इस् द ईकार देर् इस् नो सेकेण्ड् अच् बिकास् आफ् विच् वि केनाट् अप्लै यन् हियर् सो इफ् वि केनाट् अप्लै यन् अचिष्णु धातु भ्रुवां योर् यङ् ओङौ सो श्नुप्रत्ययान्तस्य इवर्णवर्णान्तो यो धातुः तस्य भ्रूशब्दस्य च अजादौ प्रत्यये परे इयङ् वङौ स्तः अन्तरतम्यात् एह इयङ् ओः उवङ् इत्युक्तम् सो फार् इकार द आदेश विल् बि इयङ् वेन् एवर् इट् इस् फालोड् बै अजादि प्रत्यय द कण्डीशन्स् यु शुड् रिमेम्बर् द कण्डीशन्स् फार् एरनेकाचो संयोगपूर्वस्य एण्ड् अचिष्णु धातु भ्रुवां योर् इयङ् वङौ आर् द सेम् Always Ajadi Pratyayas. The target is the same. Only thing you have to question is, there are three options. Either it will get Yan because of Eranekachaha, or it will have Iyang because of Achishnu Dhatu Bhruvam. If it is not a Dhatu at all, then we will have to apply Iko Enachi. So, Atta Sarvatra Iyang Adeshaha Bhavati. Nihi Niyau Niyaha. Since this is not Niyanta and does not have Nadi Samya, the other Karyas will not apply. नयति इति नीहि अनेकाच्त्वाभावात् एरनेकाचः इति यण् न भवति अमिषसि च परत्वादियम् सो जस्ट् लैक् वि सा देर् एव्रिवेर् इन् ओवरूलिङ्ग् अमिपूर्वः ओवरूलिङ्ग् प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णः वि वुड् हाव् गाट् एरनेकाचो संयोगपूर्वस्य सिमिलर्लि दिस् सूत्र अशिष्णुधातु भ्रुवाम् आल्सो ओवरूल्स् बोत् दिस् अमिपूर्वः प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णः इति इत्यादीनि सूत्राणि षष्ठाध्यायस्य प्रथमपादे सन्ति अशिष्णुधातु भ्रुवाम् एरनेकाचः इति सूत्रद्वयं षष्ठाध्यायस्य चतुर्थपादे अस्ति परसूत्र विप्रतिषेधे परं कार्यम् इत्यनेन परत्वात् इयङादेशः भवति नियम् नीः नियौ नियः हेनीः हेनियौ हेनियः नियम् नियौ नियः ङेः पुनः सिन्स् दिस् इस् आल्सो नी ञेरां नद्यां नीभ्यः इत्यनेन आमादेशो भवति नियाम् आमादेशे कृते नी आम् इयङादेशः नियाम् नी शब्द सो आल् एव्रिथिङ्ग् मार्क् इन् ब्लू इस् वेर् द यण् हेस् बीन् रिप्लेस्ड् बै इयङ् दर्स् नो यण् इन्स्टेड् आफ् यण् वि हेव् इयङ् अजादिषु प्रत्ययेषु सर्वत्र अजिष्णुधातु भ्रुवाम् इत्यनेन इयङादेशः सप्तम्येकवचने नेराम् नद्याम् नीभ्यः इत्यनेन आमादेशः आमादेश विच् इस् फालोड् बै इयम् बोत् विल् अप्लै इफ् इट् इस् ओन्ली नी शब्द इट् इस् इयम् इफ् इट् इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै एन् उपसर्ग आर् इफ् इट् इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै एन् उपपद लैक् ग्राम वि हेव् यणादेश Any questions? Okay. असंयोगपूर्वस्य इति किम् इदानीं द्वितीयम् एहे अनेकाचः असंयोगपूर्वस्य यत्र धात्ववयव संयोगः अस्ति तत्र यणादेशो न भवति किमुदाहरणं सुश्रियौ यवक्रियौ इति दत्तम् So, in this, about this, we'll see what, I mean, Bala Manorama very clear about this. Sushriyau iti. Iti arabhyate pratikaha. So, he takes the word Sushriyau and gives, writes about it. Shri Sevayam iti dhatuhu. Shrayati, Shrayataha Shrayati. Shri Sevayam iti dhatuhu. Kvip vachiprachi iti adina kvip. Tena sutrena. That sutra will apply to give quip prakrutehe dirghascha so you have shri you have su upasarga and shri dhatu you add quip and you elongate the prakriti shri iti dhatoho the dhatu itself has a hrasva ikara it is elongated by the same sutra. So you have sushri and quip, vakarasya lope sushri iti pratipadikam. Katham vigraha su shrayati iti shobhana shrihi asya iti va sushrihi. So it is just like prathi, this will also have two forms. Su shrayati iti vigrahe dhatohi ikaraha stirlingatam nasti. So everywhere we'll have tatra ajadi pratyaye yan na bhavati. Kimartham yan na bhavati? Ivaranasya dhatva vayava sanyoga purvakatvat iti bhavaha. So since this ikara is preceded by a sanyoga of a dhatu, right? Shri iti dhatuhu. Shakarasya rephasya sa sanyoga vidyate. So there is a sanyoga before the ikara. Because of that, there is no yan here. In since there is no yan, we do yang. So sushriyau sushriyaha. Similarly, yavakriyau ityatra kim bhavati. Yavan krinati. Yava is a kind of grain. We call it bodhi here. Wheat. It's a grain. So yavan krinati. Iti kri dhatuhu. Tasmat kvipratyaye. Kri dhatuhu kvipi yavakri iti rupam. Atrapi dhatvavayava sanyoga purvakatvat na yan iti bhavaha. So since the again kakara repayo sanyogaha kri iti dhato kakarasya repasya sa sanyogaha asti ivaranat prak tena atrapi eranekato sanyoga purvasya iti yan na bhavati tasthane yan yavakrihi yavakriyau yavakriyaha. So yavakri shabde notice sarvatra everywhere. This is exactly like Pradhi or Vataprami, but in Pradhi you will have Yan everywhere. Here you have Yang everywhere. Adadishapatyeshu sarvatra asishtudhatu bhruvam ityanena Yang. So Yavakri, because it has only one form. If you go to Sushri, it will be like Pradhi. There is one form which is like this. Sarvatra Yang adeshaha. If you are making it like Shobhana Shrihi asya saha. Since Shri Shabda is Nitya Strilinga, you will also have Nadi Samya Prayuktani Karyani. Shrihi Shriyau Shriyaha, He Sushrihi, He Sushriyau, Sushrihi Sushriyau Sushriyaha, He Sushri, He Sushriyau Sushriyaha. Nadi Samya Prayuktani Karyani. Samudhiha Swaha, Adagamaha, Nudagamaha, Amadeshaha, Iti Bhavanti. You can work it out for yourself. So, two forms like Prathi everywhere. Wherever there was Yan in Prathi Shabda, you will get Yang in Sushti. Because there is a Sanyoga which is preceding an Ikar. Okay. Now, there is one more Vartika which prevents Yanadesha. Sadavapaji. Right? Huh? Yes? Because you have to see what is the sutrartha. What does the sutrartha say? Dhatvavayava sanyoga purvo nabhavati yaha ikaraha tadanto yo dhatuhu tadantasya anekatha angasya. Okay. So the anekat is a visheshana for the anga. The anga has to be anekat, not the dhatu. Here, if you read the vritti, that is where the vritti, especially the vritti of Kaumudi, is very, very helpful because it's very specific. It says, dhatvavayava sanyoga purvo nabhavati yaha ikaraha. So the ikara should not be preceded by a sanyoga, which is a dhatvavayava. Tadanto yo dhatuhu. So we take a dhatu which is ending in such an ikara. Tadantasya anekachaha angasya. Now the anga should be ending with such a dhatu and the anga should be anekach. So the anekach and dhatu are not connected to each other. The anekach is refers to the anga and the sanyoga is qualified by the dhatu. So as long as the whole anga is anekach, it is fine. vritti, right? And the vritti has been derived from the bhashya. I mean, in the bhashya there has been a discussion on how to actually get the meaning. So Dikshita always writes his vritti based on the siddhanta which has been given in the bhashya. So these are cases where just the sutra will not give the entire meaning. That is why the first paribhasha and paribhasha in the Shekhara says vyakhyanato vishesha pratipatti. He always says that's the siddhanta. In Shastra always it is the commentary which gives the vishesha pratipatti. Yadi visheshah jnatavyah tarhi vyakhyanameva sharanam. Only the vyakhyana. You cannot question an a vyakhyana. I mean by vyakhyana he means the bhashya and such which are pramana. But always it is the bhashya which has to be taken for deriving the correct or the exact meaning of the sutra. Sometimes even though the sutra lakshana says asandeha and all that, still the sutra might give rise to sandeha which has been resolved by bhashya. अत्रैकं वार्तिकं विद्यते गतिकारकेतरपूर्वपदस्य यण् नेष्यते एरनेकाचो संयोगपूर्वस्य इति सूत्रे एव इदं वार्तिकं गतिकारक इतरपूर्वपदस्य यण् न इष्यते इफ द धातु वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द धातु इफ द धातु हैज अ पूर्वपद व्हिच इज नीदर गति नॉर कारक देन देयर विल नॉट बी यण् If you notice, if you go back to wherever we have used Eraneka, and see, we used this in Unnihi, Unni Shabda, in Gramani. Where else? Yeah, so those are the two cases. What is Gati and what is Karaka? If you remember Gati, Upasargaha Kriya Yoga Gatishcha, Pradayaha Kriya Yoga Upasarga Samyaha Gati Samyashcha Sihu. So it is the Pradi, the Upasarga itself is, gets the Gati when it is associated with the Kriya. Okay, so the For now, for our understanding, because the upasarga is a more familiar term, here we will consider that an upasarga. Okay? I mean, there is a difference between upasarga and gati samya. Please remember, gati refers to many other things apart from upasargas. But in this context, by gati he means an upasarga. I mean, he does not mean, we can consider it to be an upasarga. Okay? So, if the dhatu is preceded by something which is other than an upasarga, and other than a karaka. Hope you all have a basic idea of what a karaka is. Kriyanvayi karakam. Anything which is associated directly with the kriya is called karaka. There are six karakas. Kartru, karana, kartru, karma, karana, sampradana, apadana, adhikarana. These are the six karakas. We'll see karakas in detail later. But how to identify a karaka is also To tell now it's a very huge topic. Karaka itself is a very huge topic. But generally you know, I mean, Dritiya Vibhakti can be treated as Karma Karaka. This is a very, very general idea. Please don't go by this. This is not even remotely accurate. But Phalam Khadati Ityatra Phalam Ityasya Karma Karakatvam Asti. Ramaha Phalam Khadati Ityatra Ramaha Karta Tasya Kartra Karakatvam Asti. Ramaha Hastena Phalam Khadati इत्यते हस्तेन इत्यत्र तृतीया तत्र करणत्वम् अस्ति करणकारकम् रामः मित्राय दत्त्वा फलं खादति इति मित्राय इति तु संप्रदानकारकम् टु गिफ्ट समबडी इज कॉल्ड संप्रदान रामः वृक्षात् चित्वा फलं खादति हि पिक्स अ फ्रूट फ्रॉम द ट्री एंड ईट्स इट सो वृक्षात् इति अपादानकारकम् रामः गृहे उपविश्य फलं खादति गृहे इति अधिकरणकारकम् सो दिस् इस् अ वेरि ब्रीफ् ऐडिया आफ् कारक सो इफ् इट् इस् नाट् अ कारक एण्ड् नाट् अ गति इफ् द पूर्वपद इस् नाट् कारक एण्ड् नाट् गति देन् देर् विल् नाट् बि यण् इस् वाट् हि सेस् सो इफ् यु गो बेक् टु द एक्साम्पल्स् वेर् वि अप्लैड् यण् उन्नयति उत् नयति इत्यत्र उत् इत्यस्य गतिसंज्ञा अस्ति गतिश्च इति सूत्रेण प्रादीना उपस क्रियायोगे गतिसंज्ञा विद्यते सो उत इज अ गति ग्रामं नयति इति कर्मकारकं ग्राम इज अ कर्मकारक सो सिंस दिस हैज कारकत्व वी डिड यन दैट वाज ऑल करेक्ट इफ देयर आर केसेस वेयर देयर इज नीदर गतिसंज्ञा नॉर कारकसंज्ञा फॉर द पूर्वपद देन देयर विल नॉट बी यन what he says. An example he gives is Shuddha Dhiyau and Parama Dhiyau. Okay, there is a question here. Upasarga and Gati. Don't they both come in the Akadara Deka Samya? Good question. So we have Samyadhikara called Akadara Deka Samya, which says whatever is included in that Adhikara, one thing will have only one Samya. There are exceptions. One is Gatishcha Chakarat Eka Samyadhikarepi Samyadvaya Samanvayaha. This is what they say. Hence he says he should have told Gatihi. But he said Gatishcha, where the Chakara indicates that in this particular case, that thing can have both the Upasarga Samya and Gati Samya. So there are cases where the Akadara Deka, the Eka Samyadhikara, even in the Eka Samyadhikara, a particular thing can get more than one Samya. Shuddha Dhiyau, Parama Dhiyau. Shuddha Dhihi Yasya Saha, Parama Dhihi Yasya Saha. Okay, so I got it out myself, but let me finish this and then go back to it. So Shuddha Dhihi, Shuddha iti Dhihe Visheshanam, Dhiyaha Visheshanam, where Shuddha does not have Gati Samya and it is neither a Karaka, right? It is just a Visheshana for Dhi. Similarly, Parama Dhihi Yasya Saha Ityatrapi Parama Ityasya Karakatvam Api Nasti Gatitvam Api Nasti. So if there is a Purvapada which is neither a Gati nor a Karaka, then even if the conditions are satisfied, he says Anekachaha Sanyoga Purvasya Atrapi Sanyoga Purvakatvam Nasti Anekachapi Asti Shuddhadhi Iti Anekach Angam Paramadhi Ityapi Anekach Angam Tathapi Yan Nabhavati Kutona Bhavati, Gatikara Ketara Purva Padasya Yan Neshyate Iti Vartika Balat. So since there is neither Gati nor Gati Samya nor Karaka Samya, we cannot do Yan here. So in the absence of Yan, go back to Iyam. Shuddhadhihi, Shuddhadhiyau, Shuddhadhiyaha. Evam Paramadhihi, Paramadhiyau, Paramadhiyaha. Okay. So what is my doubt? Can somebody guess? After this, Vasuji, right. I mean, there is no connection between the sup and this, no. He says the Purvapada has to be either Gati or Karaka, and the Gati or Karaka does not depend on the sup pratyaya, which is inherent in the word. Where there is no, I mean, if the sup is there or not there does not matter. No, the vibhakti, there is the vibhakti is not taken, I mean it is not needed here, whether the vibhakti is there or not. Even if the vibhakti disappears, the gati samya is for the ut or the whatever, the pradis themselves, they get the gati samya, and the karakatva is also inherent in the pratipadika. Okay, we say the Karaka is not, even though there are vibhaktis which indicate Karaka, the Karakatva itself is for the Pratipadika. Is the other? Sorry. Correct. It is a noun. Right. Kah prashnah idanim shuddhadhihi ityasti subantanam eva samasaha. So you have Shuddha, Su, Dhi, Su. सुपधातु प्रातिपदिकयोः इति सुप्रत्ययस्य लोपः शुद्ध शुद्धाधि इत्यस्ति तस्य कुम्भद्भावे शुद्धधि इति भवति. सिमिलर्ली इफ् यु हाव् ग्रामं नयति हव् ग्राम अम् नि इट् इस् नि एस् अ कृदन्त सो यु हाव् ग्राम अम् नि और् ग्राम नस् नि एक्चुलि इन् दट् केस् सो यु हाव् it is an upapada samasa gramam nayati but it is not with a tinganta it is still with a kridanta so you have grama nas and ni and the pratyaya gets deleted you have grama ni okay. but this is the purvapada grama is the purvapada which is karmakaraka so I'm still not getting what is the doubt the determination is by looking at the vigraha vakya because it has always atra this is here because in karmadhaya samadha you have to know what is the sutra because in this the sutra is visheshanam visheshena bahulam इत्यनेन समासः कर्मधारयसमासः शुद्धाधिः विशेषण इस् कम्बैनिङ्ग् वित् द विशेष्य विशेषणं विशेषेण बहुलम् इति सूत्रेण समासः तत्र तु षष्ठ्या समासः कर्तृकर्मणोः कृति इत्यनेन सो दट् विल् नीड् टु that we need to study the karakas and samasas then only it will occur then only that will be clear okay so now yadi gati samya nasti karaka samya cha nasti tada yan na bhavati okay is there any doubts no. but then Dikshitar himself raises the question कथं तर्हि दुर्भियः वृश्चिकभियः इत्यादि देर् आर् टु प्रयोगास् काल्ड् वन् इस् काल्ड् दुर्धियः अण्ड् अदर् इस् काल्ड् वृश्चिकभियः इफ् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् वाट् इस् द कन्क्लूषन् औ इफ् देर् इस् गतिसंज्ञा आर् कारकसंज्ञा वि डू यण् इफ् देर् इस् नो गतिसंज्ञा आर् कारकसंज्ञा इट् इस् यङ् इति इदानीं ज्ञातं यदि पूर्वपदस्य गतिसंज्ञा अस्ति अथवा कारकसंज्ञा अस्ति तदा एरनेकाचसंयोगपूर्वस्य इत्यनेन यणादेशः क्रियते यदि गतित्वं कारकत्वं वा नास्ति तदा इयङादेशः क्रियते इति निर्णयः किन्तु दुर्धियः इति प्रयोगः श्रूयते वृश्चिकभियः कः विग्रहः दुःस्थिताधीः यस्य सः तत्र दुर् इति उपसर्गः श्रूयते यस्य प्रादिः श्रूयते यस्य गतिसंज्ञा अपि अस्ति दुर् इत्यस्य गतिसंज्ञा अस्ति वृश्चिकात् भीः वृश्चिकभीः इत्युच्यते वृश्चिकात् भीः इत्यत्र अपादानत्वम् अस्ति अपादानकारकत्वम् अस्ति सो हियर् इन् दुर्धि एण्ड् वृश्चिकभी देर् इस् गतिसंज्ञा इन् वन् केस् एण्ड् देर् इस् कारकत्वम् इन् अनदर् केस् बट् वै आर् यु डूयिङ्ग् इयङ् इति प्रश्नः किमर्थम् इयङादेशः क्रियते यणादेशः कुतो न गतिसंज्ञायाः सत्त्वेऽपि कारकत्वस्य सत्त्वेऽपि कुतः यङ् कुतो यण् न इति प्रश्नः कथं तर्हि ईदृशानि रूपाणि कथं साध्यन्ते इति प्रश्नः उत्तरं नेक्स्ट् क्लास् वसुजि देर् इस् वृश्चिक देर् इस् देर् शुड् बि चकार देर् थेङ्क् यु सो ऐ होप् यु गाट् द क्वश्चन् द आन्सर् विल् सी नेक्स्ट् क्लास् If there are any doubts now, please. Any questions? Okay. Enachala samam mayamati gamna maheshwara kutsnam yakaranam roktan tasmai bayana ye namaha. मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते.